You ever read those movie reviews in the mainstream newspapers that just, they just love Meg Ryan? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they love Meg Ryan, they love Tom Hanks, they love Michelle Pfeiffer, they love Robert De Niro, they love Al Pacino, who plays the devil in a new movie. There's a stretch for him. Al Pacino plays like a lunatic, crazy, evil
person. Well, we've got our own movie critic here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. His name is Scott Barlow. And is he irreverent?
What?
Are you irreverent?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Scott Barlow, movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What's up, Holmes Slice?
Something I gotta ask you, little Scotty B.
What's that?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Not really. I've seen quite a few movies, but not too many good ones.
Well, I thought that the fall going into the holiday season movie boom, I thought these guys were coming out with lots of great Hollywood movies.
No, we're kind of in the lull right now between summer and big Christmas, Thanksgiving movie season. We're getting all the crap. This is when they dump all the crap on you.
All right, well, what have you seen, bro?
But, you know, more in reference to the fun drive, I wanted to say that the thing that I think is wrong with WAIF is they don't have enough, like, gay and lesbian programming.
Oh, all day on Saturday. All day Saturday afternoon. That's when you got to tune in.
I think they need to expand their horizons and get a few more gay shows on there. Maybe, like, I don't know, a gay round table or something where they sit around and talk about, you know, just being gay.
Well, you know, if that's what the people want, that's what the people will get from WAIF. And the gay programs on the weekends have been excellent fundraising programs, although that's not what we base, that's not what the management of WAIF bases programming needs upon, is revenue. You know, we're doing something a little different here, but your voice will be heard, and we will register those opinions.
Well, yeah, you guys aren't like communists or something, are you?
Check out Alternating Currents for your gay, lesbian news, commentary, events, and talk Saturdays at 3 p.m.
Right on.
Now, look, you're the movie critic. We give you a lot of hooscow because you're the movie critic. Now get to it.
Okay, I saw, you know, Most Wanted with Keenan Ivory Wayans. It's like a thriller, you know? He's like a military sharpshooter who gets thrown in jail, but then he gets hired by the CIA and he gets framed for killing the first lady.
Ah, that sucks.
It really sucked.
I hate it when that happens.
But, you know, I thought it was cool that he took time off from his fly late-night talk show to go out and make, you know, a thriller.
Okay.
But I also saw Yo Gang-Related Bitch with Tupac.
How was that? That's Tupac's last movie.
Actually, I was, I didn't expect much, so I was kind of pleasantly surprised. It's not that good, but it's better than you'd think.
Well, why do you go to a movie not expecting to like it?
Well, actually, not often. That's a good point, Rob.
Okay.
Not often.
All right, go ahead.
I saw a bunch of movies downtown at that theater you guys like, but I don't think I should talk about them.
Okay.
They weren't too good.
We'll move onward and upward, then.
What else is out that I've seen? I can't think of anything.
What about the Devil's Advocate movie?
I haven't seen that yet, honestly.
What about In-N-Out with Kevin Kline?
I didn't like that one at all.
What about Anaconda?
Yo, Anaconda, bitch. That was it, man. That's where it's at, yo. Ice Cube.
All right, just cool it, all
hold
right?
Hold on, hold on here.
You're starting to piss me off. Just cool it, all right?
How did the Ice Cube kill the snake?
He, like, drives a big metal stake through its head, and then he stands over and he goes, "That's right, bitch."
Scott Barlow, he's the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we thank you for your participation in our fundraising episode.
Hold on, I want to know, have you seen that new Star Wars movie that looks like Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars? We saw the commercial for it during the ballgame.
Oh, it looks like it's going to be called Starship Trooper.
It's not out yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it looks ridiculous.
What's the buzz on it? What's the insider buzz?
Who's the director of Starship Trooper?
Paul Verhoeven.
Really? What else has he directed?
He did Basic Instinct, Total Recall, and RoboCop.
Did he do any other movies?
He did a movie called Flesh and Blood with Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
And what's another one? Showgirls.
Oh, so he's done Basic Instinct and Showgirls?
Oh, yeah.
You think there'll be any sci-fi robo skin in this one?
I don't know, but I'm hoping that super hot Gina Gershon is in there, baby, and I hope she's grinding it like nobody's business.
You know what would be good? It would be Gina Gershon grinding with the new robot from that Star Trek TV show.
That'd be very erotic.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Have you seen any good movies lately with Scott Barlow? Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for participating. We did barely reach our goal of $425. We've got $426.30 because somebody contributed to the 88.3 Club. So we thank you. Any last minute donations, the flow is coming up next. Give us a call at 749-1444 to make a last minute pledge. We'll include all the premiums we mentioned tonight. The Gold Star Chili, the tickets to the movie's repertory at the movie's repertory. The Wizard Records is throwing in some free CDs. And dinner at the Pasta Al Dante. If you call right now, 749-1444 or 961-8900, Jim is standing by. Thanks, folks.
Lighter.